which pack are we in right now?
We're going to start the last one, and we'll go back to the other one. Okay, let's begin, guys.
Start with the new one.
Yes, and we're going to go back to the other one. Let's go. Okay, you got the COVID's proportion. Yeah. Okay, let's begin. Let's start number 7, then we'll go back to 6, finish up 6, position. Okay, what did Ula say? We had a Machlekes Tanoim, thank you, and a Mishnah in, we had a Machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah on Memo Mebeis, that presents a Machlekes between the Chachamim and Rebuta. Tanakam is known as the Chachamim, and actually it says Chachamim. Rebuta says, Asia Min Shiva. If you have a Hayu Lefan of Minim Harbe in front of you, so Rebuta is of the opinion that you have to say the Bracha on the Min Shiva. And the Chachamim make the expression that you can say a Bracha whatever you want. That's on Memo Mebeis. On Memo from an Aleph, the Gemara presents Ula that says that Machlok is when the Brachas are the same. Rebuta holds Min Shiva is Adif, and the Rabbanan says Min Chaviv is Adif. But if the Brachas are not the same, everyone holds Mevarach Al Zeh, the Chozer, Mevarach Al Zeh. Okay, which means that you have to say both brachas. Plain and simple, that's Ula, number one. Number two, what's the shock of the Tara and the Gemara Legabi Ula? The Gemara goes ahead and says, well, this is against the din. There is a brice, if you have a radish and olive in front of you, you say a bracha on the tznon, the pach is the zayas. So you see the Pharisees, you say one bracha. Those are a case where the two brachas are different, and it says you only have to say one bracha, smack against Ula. Ula's an Amira, can't argue on Tanoim, because it just says the Amoraim are makabel upon themselves. They cannot argue on Tanoic literature. So Gemara asks Akasha from a Brice on the great Kasha. Gemara answers, no, Hakamai Askin in that case is Iker and Tafel. That the stone is the Iker, and since the stone is so sharp, you need the olive to offset it. But the stone is the Iker. That's why it's Iker and Tafel one bracha. So Gemara says, if that's the case, what do you do with the Rebuta? That says he said bracha on Azayas. He says he said the bracha on Azayas, because Azayas min Shiva. Also, Gemara says, you mean to tell me Rebuta doesn't hold Iker and Tafel? That's ridiculous. Rebuta holds Beferish Iker and Tafel. The Brice bears it out. It says that if you're having a machlis atznon, bo azayis, you say the bracha on the tznon, upotter azayis. So you see, Rebuta says black and white also holds Iker and Tafel. So Gemara says, you have no choice but to say, li'oilam, the tznon is the Iker. No doubt. But we're talking about a situation, Rebuta and Rebuta argue on a different matter. A different matter, milsach risi. And there was something missing in that brisa. What was missing? The brisa said, if you have a tznon and azayis in front of you, and you're dealing with Iker and Tafel, everyone agrees the Tznon is the Iker and the Pach is the Zayas. When the Tznon is not the Iker, what's the din? Everyone holds Lamaisa, Mevarach HaWad, Mevarach HaZeh, V'chozo Mevarach HaZeh. And the situation is, Lamaisa, that everyone agrees Mevarach HaZeh, V'chozo Mevarach HaZeh. That fits beautifully like a glove into Ula. When the Shnei Minim are the same, when the Brachas are the same, then you have the machloikis, the chacham say, do whatever you want. Here it's a Tanakama, which is the chamim. And Rebuta says, you say on the zayas, because the zayas is min shiva. So that is the shock of the tarya. Please get the shock of the tarya. The Gemara said, ask the kasha from a brisa. Anulo, we have one bracha. Gemara says, no problem, Iker and Tafel. Well, what do you do with Rebuta? Rebuta doesn't deny Iker and Tafel, as it's evident in the brisa. So Gemara goes back to saying that it was Iker and Tafel, but there are two parts of the brisa. There's a first part of the Brisa where there's Iker and Tafel. There's a second part where it is not Iker and Tafel, and it distinguishes between if there's one bracha, if there are two brachas, you say one and this, and then this, and if there are two, if the two brachas are the same, that's where you have the Machlokes Rebuta and the Chacham. So that's how the Gemara answers up Ula quite well. That's number two. Three. What did Rashi ask and answer on the case of Ein Bikur San Shavas? We learned that the Mishnah says on Mem Amar Aleph that a Breper Adama works on Aetz. So if it works on an eights, why does the Gemara say when there are two different brachas, you say two brachas? What do you mean? The Mishnah says on Daf Mem, you say one bracha. No problem, Rashi said. The Mishnah on Daf Mem is talking about when there's one min and you made a mistake. When there's one min and you made a mistake, you happen to have said a Brei Pri Adama instead of an eights, that's where you're Yotzer. But in a Hanami, our sugya is talking about there are two distinct minim. And if there are two distinct minim, then of course you say the bracha on the tznon, and a separate bracha on the zayas, and one does not pop in the other. In fact, if you remember correctly, we were medayik and Rashi, that you cannot, it doesn't work to be mechavet. Right? The bracha on the what? The tznon will not go on the zayas. Remember we were medayik that from the Beis Yosef? According to Rashi, it will not work. Because the only time Rashi says that that works be the evidence when what? You guys remember? When it'll be a bracha what? Levatala. If it'll be a bracha levatala, that's fine. Here it's not a bracha levatala because there is adama and there's an eitz on top. So even if you have kavana otherwise, it's not going to work. That was the Beis Yosef was medayik from Rashi, and Tosis was medayik from Rashi himself, right? Afilu b'di'evet. Remember the top Tosis? Tosis said afilu b'di'evet. Okay, fine. That answers number what? Number three. Just as an addendum to number three, you remember Rashi said don't have that girsa pure pshita. Remember Rashi defied there's a girsa pshita and then mesve. Why? Yeah, he said there are two reasons why. Number one, that's not the style in Shas that the Gemara says pshita and then turns around and asks akasha on it. Those are polar opposites. Pshita means it's so simple that it's right, and then you turn around and ask akasha on it that it's wrong. That's not the style in Shas. And number two, don't tell me it's pshita. It's not pshita. It's a chiddush. Because the chiddush is you might have thought that one bracha was enough, right? You might have thought that one bracha was enough. You see that one bracha is not enough. Nate, you got this? That answers number three. Four. What does Tosis and Mamalav and Rav Maskel Aval say? Tosis quotes Rashi, and he quotes Rashi's kasha in his answer, and then he points out what I just said, afilu b'di'evet, that it will not work in b'di'evet, you want one to work on the other, which was we said was against who? A Rabbeinu Yonah. The Beis Yosef said it would work. The Beis Yosef, Nate, are you following this? The Rabbeinu Yosef says it would work. It would work. If you have kavana on one thing and go on the other, it would work, Lamaisa. It would work if you had kavana. Explicitly, Rabbeinu Yonah argued on that, said the Beis Yosef. But Tosis asked the kasha. This is against the Sugya and Lamites. Lamites allowed to have two Talmidim bar Kapara. And one said what? And they said, Brei Pri Adama, the one who led the brachas, he said, Brei Pri Adama instead of Shakal. So what's going on here? Just like Brei Pri Adama beats out Shakal, shouldn't it follow that Brei Pri Adama should beat out what? Brei Pri Adama? And that's against the din here. You're saying the brachas on the tznon, and then you say the brach on the zayis. It's against that Gemara, Lama Tesavanal. That was Tosis Kasha. Yes? What's Tosis Terence? He says there's a scale. There's a big scale. When you go what? Between you compare Brei Pri Adama and Shakal, of course Brei Pri Adama beats out Shakal. But when you go in the realm of the eights to Adama, it's not. Eights does not beat out Adama. Simply does not. And therefore what? Simply it does not, therefore you say the bracha whatever you want. And therefore in this case what? There's no problem to say a bracha on the what? Radish and then sand on the zayis. Sam, you with me? That's what Tosis said. You got that distinction? Yes. Then he quoted the Bahag. What did the Bahag say? The Bahag said eights always beats out Adama. Problem is, it's not a problem, but he says that's only according to what? The Ma'an Nimra argues on Ula. Who says what? That the Machlokas is not just what? Birkosei and Shabbos, but even when Birkosei and are what? Not Shabbos. The Bahag's Pesach only works with what? With that din. That we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda, kind of like Rebbe Yehuda. That we paskin what? You go buster what? Ha'etz, ha'etz, pitzat adama. Now we had a problem on this Raya. We don't have it. We didn't have an answer for it because maybe Rebbe Yehuda says eight beats out Adama because why? Because Min Shiva. But it would be an orange versus a what? Versus a potato. Who says that would be the case? The only reason why Rebbe Yehuda says it's good is because Min Shiva's on it. So maybe we had a kash on that riot. But Tosis closes by saying the Bahag is smack against who? Ula. The Bahag is smack against Ula, which we said Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush argued on. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush argue, but Tosis holds that the Bahad Pesach of the Eitz being out of Dama cannot square with Ula. Because Ula said to Feirish, when the Berkosan and Shavas, what do? You can do whatever you want. Not a Eitz being out of Dama. So he says, Lomit Tukam. What is Lomit Tukam? It's not established. Like what? That's a good word to ask on the Mechina for the vocabulary. Lomit Tukam. It doesn't establish. It doesn't jive with him. The Bahad cannot jive with what? With Ula, says Tosis. The Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah argued on that. One sec. What'd you say? Yeah, it's right there. Why make it up? Lomit Tukam Sak. Lomit Tukam. What do you don't have it in your Tosis?
I'm having it
in front of you. Oh, Lomit Tukam Sak. The Allah is good. All is good. Rush. Lomit Tukam means it's not established. It doesn't jive. Doesn't go well. Who argued on this? Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush are of the opinion it's not true. It's not true. They never said such a thing. They never said such a thing. What do you mean they never said such a thing? Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rush says, the Bahag says, that Bahag can jive with Ula. Because Ula just said that what? He didn't mean Mechadesh that there's no Din Kedima. What was he Mechadesh? What was the point of Ula? That one bracha doesn't pattern another. You need two brachas. But he didn't deny Kedima.
That's what I was saying beforehand. We did have this. I was thinking maybe Ula wasn't holding on the Kedima, but the Berkosim Shabbos.
That's what the Rush Rabbeinu Yonah says. The Russian Rabbeinu Yonah said that, but Tosfos said, no, he's taka wrong. The Bahag and Ula cannot jive with one another. The Russian Rabbeinu Yonah said that. Lamaisa. Maybe you were Mechavin like then Shir. Yes, there's Svaris that Ula never was denying that there's Kedima. All Ula was saying is that when the brachas are not the same, you need two brachas. That's all. But maybe there is a Kedima. Ula wasn't denying maybe that there's no Kedima, even though we did say, when you start saying that expression of Mevarach HaZeh, Mechoz Mevarach HaZeh, seems to be that you can do whatever you want. No? Seems to be like that, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible. Maybe there is a way, a Kedima in which to do it. But I think it's more Meduik and Tysus. The Lashon Mar. Lashon Mar says, Dibyaka Baruch Hazev, Achos Baruch Hazev. That implies you can do whatever you want. They would say, no, it doesn't. There is a Din Kedima, but Tysus doesn't hear of it. Okay. You got me? That answers which one? 4, 5. What are the three Shitas, the Masber, the Das Ulam? Okay, you ready? We had three Shitas in Rishon with Masber, Das Ulam. Number one was Tysus Rabbeinu Yonah. Who says that what? Who says that Reb Yudah is voted as a chachamim l'maisa in the situation where what Birkosan are not shavus, right? What does Ula say? We have three shitas in Rishonim Sam within Ula. First is Tosfos Rabbeinu Yonah that says when the Birkos are not the same, you always say the brach on the chaviv one first, and therefore what? And therefore you say the second one second. Yes. And Tosfos proves I'm much more comfortable with this approach. Because if you had a choice whether the Yachin is moted to the Rabin, or Rabin to the Yachin, which is which? You want the Yachin to be moted to the Rabin. That's exactly what Reb Yudah is saying. When the brothers are not the same, do what you want. You can say on the Chavith, the Yachin is moted to the Rabin. Clear? That's the first Shita, yes? That was Tais Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. You don't even need to elucidate that. It comes out very clearly, he says, Lamaisa. What'd you say? Yeah, we wanted to say maybe Rashi as well, perhaps. Perhaps it's Rashi. Rashi says that's what Rashi holds. But it's not Mefurish, okay? Second sheet in Rishonim, the Mordechai. He says, Pum Fakir. The Mordechai says that in the case of Ein Birkasan Shavus, what does Ula hold?
The
Rabbanan Ramoda Reb Yehuda, excellent, that Min Shiv is Adif. Pum Fakir. That Min Shiv is Adif. Wow, that's an amazing sheet. And then lastly, number three was the Rosh. The Rosh said that when the brachas are not the same, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to be mocked in the Min Shiva or the Chaviv. You don't have to do either. You can do whatever you want, mamish. That's the third sheet. You can do whatever you want. You want to do a Min Shiva, you want to do Chaviv, whatever you want is fine. And we said the truth of the matter is Meduik in the Gemara, the Rosh says, because Ula never said Mevarach al Chaviv, did he? He never said that with those words. So Bechreach, you don't have to say Abrach on the Chavim. He said, like I was with that. Chozer Zev, Abrach HaZev. Mashi can do whatever you want. That's the Poshu Shot. That's what the Rosh wants to tie in. Halacha L'maisa. Okay?
Could we repeat the second
Yeah, the Mordechai says completely the opposite. The Mordechai says that the Chachamim are motor Reb Yehuda. That when the Brachas are what? When the Brachas are not the same, you must do the what? The Min Shiva, first. The Chacham are moded Reb Yudah. They hold the polar opposite of what? Of Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Now, one addendum to this. Please get this. The Machzah Shekel claimed, according to the Magen Avraham, that if you hold Ein Birkasan Shavus, according to the first Shita, which was Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe Rashi, the Reb Yudah's moded the Chachamim, Lamaisa, and Reb Yudah's moded the Chachamim, that Chaviv wins, what happens if they're equal? In Chavav. What happens if they're equal in Chavav? I want you to get this.
All in part of five.
Yes. What happens if they're equal in Chavav? Within Tosfos Rabbeinu Yonah. What did Tosfos Rabbeinu Yonah say? Reb Yudah's vote of the Chavav. But what did the Chavav say? Do whatever you want, meaning Chavav. What happens if they're equal in Chavav? Do the Chavav have a backup track of Shivas Aminim? Yes or no? The Magen Avraham says, yes, they do. Yes, they do. They have a backup track of what? Of Shivas Aminim, being Adif. You follow me? And the Shabura says the Gaon argues on that. The Vilna Gaon argues on that Magen Avraham and says, no way, there is no backup track. If you're equal in Chaviv, do whatever you want. There is no concept, they deny it completely. You got it? Chaviv deny this concept of what? Of Min Shiva. Is there a backup track? Nate, you got this? So I'll tell you the Magen Avraham and the Gaon whether there's a backup track. where there's a backup track of what? Of Shivas Aminim, according to who? According to the Chachamim. What do you mean backup track, Rebbe? When they're both Chaviv, then you fall back and say, oh, is there a backup track? Magen Rambam says yes. Mishnah Berurah says the Gaon says no. Okay, that answers 5, 6. What does Taisa say on the Ma'avad Dimaskal Mesve, Omer? You don't have your Gemara, Nate? I want you to look in the Gemara on this, okay? Just to note it. What does Taisa say in Dimaskal Mesve? So Taisa says, the Gemara was asking Akasha. The Gemara was asking, you see from here that Bripri Adama takes care of Aetz, even a Zayas, even from the Shivas Aminim. And then he said, Kol Shekhen Klayos. What is Kol Shekhen Klayos? Yes, with the wheat excellent being Adama. Correct. Yes? And therefore, Lamaisa, Kol Shekhen, it would work. That you say a Bripri Adama, a pata, let's say, apples even. Pata or apples. The Shivas Aminim of Adama would beat out apples. And then Tosu has this line, Sarach Lahanig Achi. What does that mean? What do you mean, Sarach Lahanig Achi? And you should do this. What do you mean you should do this? You mean Adama should be said to what? To Pater Aitz? Who's that diametrically opposed to? You guys tell me, who's that diametrically opposed to? The Bahag in the previous Tosus. The Bahag said the Aitz always be said Adama. Now Tosus is Sarach Lahanig Achi. That Adama should not only what? Should not only what be said before it, it should cover Aetz. One bracha. What? It's not a problem, but it says kinepricious lehel. It says kinepricious. What does he mean kinepricious? So this is what I'm saying. That was our problem, yes? I'm answering by saying kinepricious means that Tosus before said I don't like the Bahag. Because remember the Bahag would not square with Ula? That was giving off the impression that those did not like the Bahag. That's what I mean, he says, when he says kinepricious. Kinepricious means what? Like I said before, that I don't like the Bahag. And I like Adam over Aetz, and I like Adam over Aetz, even though Adam might cover in Aetz. You follow what I'm saying? Adam might even cover Aetz. And if I wanted it to work, it would work. Period. After the word kinepricious. Then Le'el means, the Ghost of June says, a different Tosos. It should be a one-line Tosos, and it should be earlier. Le'el, the Ein Berker San Shavas, Kamot Tapulim and Klayos. What's an example of Ein Berker San Shavas? Apples and Klayos. Those are two separate ones, and that should be a separate one-line Tosos earlier than the Mesve. You understand what I'm saying? That's how you break down the Tosos. Marsha's
a mistake, right?
Marsha says the mistake, yeah. Marsha says the mistake, Lemaisa. Marsha says a mistake, and you look at the Ghost of Tzion, he says the printers messed up the whole Tosis. They made up the whole Tosis to be one. But we said the Marsha said he thought there was a misprint, Lamais, in the Tosis. Adarabba, what do we say when you have two things in front of you? You always say what? Haetz before Adama. What's going on? So we suggested that he's going like what he means to say, like the Tosis before against the Bahag. Okay. That answers which one? 6, 7. What's the machlis we've been in Shmaya and Tais v'Shem Arib v'Pshat Gemara? Oh, so Gemara went on and said what? Pligi Bahu? Who is the Pligi Bah? Rav who?
This is in the next bar.
Pligi Bah. Yeah, we're on the next Taisus. Number 7. No, number 7. Now look at Rav Shmaya and Tais v'Shem Arib v'Pshat Gemara. That's the next Taisus. Yeah, that's in Rav Yirmiya. Yeah, what did Gemara say? That there's two, Ravami and Rav Yitzchak and Nafka have the same machlokes. We don't know who holds what. But one of them holds like Ula, and one of them holds not like Ula. The one who doesn't hold like Ula holds Af. Remember we said that? Rashi said that was wrong. If you say the machlokes is by what? If you say the machlokes is by Barakos saying, Eino Shavas, yes? Kol Shekhen, you say the what? The machlokes is by Barakos saying Shavas. Rashi said, Chas V'Shalom, don't say that what? That if you say the machlokes berkasein ain't a shavas, that they all agree what berkasein shavas. You got what I'm saying? Nate, we said this in Rashi.
Are we not answering for Shmuel?
Yes, I'm saying this is all part of what? All part of number 7.
Isn't this what I was talking about?
Yes, we're going to get to it. What I'm saying to you, though, is the following. The Gemara presents a machlokes. Yes? Whether the machlokes is berkasein shavas, or is the machlokes even what? Even Ein Berkasein Shavas. Rashi commented on this, that do not have the girsa. If you say the machlokas is Ain't Birkasha and Shabbos. Don't tell me Birkasha and Shabbos, everyone agrees that you can do whatever you want. Because that's not true. Because if I require a priority, a kedima, when they're different, how much more so I should what? I should require a priority when they're what? When they're all the same. Yes? So based on that, the Gemara said the following. The Gemara says, well, you know what? Bishlamo, if you say the machlokas is Birkasha and Shabbos. But if you hold the machlokas ain't Birkasha and Shabbos, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? You mean to tell me, Lamaisa, when ain't Birkasha and Shabbos, what on earth would you say when the brachas are different, why do you insist that there's a priority? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why, because there's a concept called lahakdim. Reb Yirmiyah says lahakdim. And that's the pasuk we have. So the question is, when we say that there's a machlokas about priority, yes, when the brachas are not the same, who is that according to? Who is that according to? Tosfos says only according to Reb Yehuda. Please get it. It's only going according to Reb Yehuda. Rashi and the Ri say it's only going according to Reb Yehuda. Kol HaMukdam and the pasuk is only according to Reb Yehuda. You got it? Sam, it's only going according to Reb Yehuda. You got this? That's the Ri and Rashi. Comes along Rabbeinu Shemaya. Rabbeinu Shemaya argues and says, no, you got the Gersa wrong. It's not what? It's not the Amar Rav Yosef. It's Amar Rav Yosef. It's a stands on its own, this comment. And this comment jives even according to who? The Rabbanan. And this jives even according to the Rabbanan. How does it jive even according to the Rabbanan? Because when the Rabbanan say the Chavivim are equal, then they say, we go look at Muktam in the Pasuk. This is the sheet of who? Rav Shmaya. So the machlokas is the whole kiddush of Hakdim in the pasuk, which is Reb Yitzchak. They same Reb Yosef Amrei same Reb Yitzchak called Muktam a pasuk. But the Reb Yirmiyah says Hakdim is that only according to Reb Yehuda? That's Rashi and Ri, or is it even according to Rabbanon in a situation according to Reb Nishmaya and the situation where the Chavivim are equal? You got that, Nate? Clear? You got it? Okay, Sam, you got it? That's good. That's number one. That's number seven. We didn't get up to it yet, Lamaisa. We didn't get up to it yet. You know what? Let's add that on now. Tosfos argues and says Rishmai is wrong. How does he argue? From the story. From the story on Amud Beis. The story on Amud Beis, Rav Amnuna and Rav Chista. Rav Amnuna said the brach on the what? On the Tamar Bereisha. Lamaisa. The Gemara says, oh, don't you hold to the Pasuk? He says, yeah, I hold to the Pasuk because of two Aratzis. We know the Gemara's answer, yeah? I don't understand something. That Gemara is assuming like Reb Yehuda the whole way. Because if you hold like the Rabbanon, maybe he liked what? Tomorrow better. The fact that the Gemara did not what? The fact that the Gemara did not what? Bring this up at all is obviously holding that it's only going within Reb Yehuda. The fact that the Gemara didn't say, oh, maybe he liked it, and the Gemara doesn't even think of it. Must be this whole concept, Mukta Bapasa, according to who? Only Reb Yehuda. Only Reb Yehuda, and that's it. Done. You see from there, says Tosfos, the Rishmai is wrong. The concept of Muktam Apostle is only a limited review. The Rabbanan deny the whole thing. That's what Rabbeinu Shmaya said. Now we said in Shir, to defend Rabbeinu Shmaya, maybe they were both equal chaviv to him. And we'll get back to later with the Slach. Slach had a different shot. You got this? We said maybe the case is that he liked them equally. Maybe he liked them equally. Okay, so maybe he liked them equally. Lamaisa said, therefore, if you like them equally, it doesn't show that it's against the Rabbanu. Okay, everyone got that? That's how we defend Rabbeinu Shmaya. Okay, that's seven. Eight. What's the machloek between Rochanan, Rabbi Yirmiyah Rochanan, the guy with Avonah, and the plus Eretz Kita? What are the two approaches? Come on, you're doing your Maver Sedra. Shnayim Mikrech HaTarim. That's how you know it combined Torah Shem Sa'at, Torah Shem Alpeh. When you're doing it, what'd you say? Is it Seder, Brachas, and Birkas Nenin? Like who? Like Rav Yirmiyah, or like Rav Chanan, that talk about what? Shiurim. You're right. I shouldn't write Rav Yirmiyah. I should say Rav Yosef, the same Rav Yitzchak. But Rav Yirmiyah is going along with it, obviously. Okay, so I'm not so wrong about that. Because Rav Yirmiyah is the one who quoted it. But there are two approaches, Sam, to what the pasuk's talking about.
Rav Yirmiyah is answering, he's saying this is the most likely.
But he's assuming that pasuk is talking about the seder of Birkas Nenin. It says, "I'm Reb Yirmiyah, but my people are Reb Lahakdim, Dumber of Yosef." I understand, but that concept of Lahakdim finds its root where? In the Pasuk Chumash.
Yes.
So Rav Yirmi is agreeing to that. Rav Yirmi is agreeing to that. Yes. And what does Gemara answer? What does Gemara answer? Lahaktim. What does Lahaktim mean?
Whether to be.
So how do you know? According to Rav Yirmi is asked, how would you know what to do? Wait, you just wake up, whatever you want? There's got to be some objective order. Must be that Rav Yirmi agreed with the way Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef say the Pshat and the Pasuk. How else could it be locked in?
He's saying the machlokes is whether Rav Yosef.
I understand, but what are your guidelines? What are your guidelines? What guides you to be locked in something? What guideline? What rubric? Don't you use that in computer science algorithms? What rubric do you use to be machtim? Which the pasuk? So you see, the Rav Yirmi holds that that pasuk in Chumash is talking about what your machtim of Birkas Nenin.
Or he's just repeating Rav Yosef's pshat.
I understand, but he holds of it. He holds that that topic of that pasuk when you're doing Shnayim Mikra is talking about Seder Birkas Nenin. That's what I'm saying. Whereas Rav Hanan said it has nothing to do with talking about Shiurim. Yes.
Is that if it's the Amar, the Amar is saying,
Who in Rashmaya? Rashmaya and Tysus. Tysus argues in Rabbin Shmaya.
And Rashi does too.
Okay. Rashi and the Re, okay.
Yeah.
No.
So the whole thing is, if it's the Amar, if you want to say the Rabbin is saying the Amar is like, it's proof for his being. That's what Rabbi's saying. If you want to take out the Amar, like he says, or not the name, if you want to take out the Dalai, and the Rabbin is just saying Lahakim, and then you have, you produce the Chimahokas, that's the same thing. I think that was the essence of the whole Machlokes.
I hear what you're saying, but I have one question, one kasha for you.
Yeah.
If you say, like, Rav Shmaya, that it's a new statement, right, and it goes even like the Rabbanah, what did he mean when he said Lahaktim? What rubric is he using?
He meant the Machlokes.
He's
saying there's a Machlokes about Lahaktim. And yeah. some hold this. And that's
what do you mean, some hold this, some hold this?
He's bringing in the opinion of Rav Yosef Yitzchak.
But you're saying, but he himself personally doesn't? Okay. Okay, I agree with you. I'm moding you. I hear what you're saying.
But
only according to Ben Ishmael. Only according to Ben Ishmael. I agree with you.
According to the Gisela Zobel. Right.
Yes. That's what Ben Ishmael. Right. I agree with what you're saying. If you say that it's a statement on its own, he doesn't necessarily hold of it, but he's saying Lahaktim. I don't know. Even that, he's saying that the topic is not just Shiur.
The top is whether to be lahaktim, whether to utilize the pasuk as lahaktim.
I understand, but what is the topic of the pasuk?
Fruits, shemaminim.
No. The topic of the pasuk, in order to say that that's the machlokas, has to be used as lahaktim birkas nenin.
How does Rav Hanan explain it?
Rav Hanan might hold like Ulu. Rav Hanan might hold like Ulu. Rav Hanan might hold like Ulu. That's what I want you to know. The Gemara presents two possibilities, what the topic of that pasuk is. So I take back what I said. I'm not motive. Because I'm saying lahaktim means that he is taking an approach that is definitely talking about Birkas Nenin. The topic of the pasuk, when he says lahaktim, what rubric is he using? He has to be saying that pasuk.
The rubric is Rav Yosef. The fact that Rav Yosef holds lahaktim. So that's what he said, lahaktim.
Okay. But that's his answer.
No, he's saying Rav Yosef.
But I'm saying, in order to answer that, you have to say that Rav Yosef's right. You agree with Rav Yosef. Otherwise, don't say it. If you held like Rav Hanan, then that's not a good answer.
You didn't say that Rav Yosef.
You just said what I just said. You asked me, what would Rav Hanan hold? I said he'd hold like Ula. That's the answer.
I'm saying, Rav has to fill in the words.
No, I'm saying to you, once you extend the Machloikis to Ein Birkas and Shavus against Ula, you must say like that. If you go against Ula and you extend the Machlokes to Abraham, Christian, and Shavuos, you must say that Pusk is talking about Hakdama. Yes. I take back what I said. Yes.
I would argue on that still. Because Rav Yirmi is saying Lahakim. Yes, the answer is Lahakim. He doesn't bring in the Pusk. If you're holding it by sand, Rav Yosef and
what? What does Lahakim mean then? What is your rubric?
What comes first? Which comes first? Chavid or Mishabel?
No. That's not right. That's not right. That's against Gemara.
No.
That's not what the Gemara says.
If Rav Hanin held the pasuk shirim, you can still say Fahadim. You can still say Olam Hokus Fahadim.
If you say the pasuk talmud shirim like Rav Hanan, yeah,
you can still say that it's Machlokus about Lahadim. You just don't need it. It's just not just from the pasuk. There's other ways to learn it now. We need to bring it up because there's a very easy way of thinking pasuk, but there could be other ways. Rav Yehuda could hold this
That's not the way to say it, Lamaisa. It's not referring to something else. Covenant as opposed to what? Ain Birka San Shabbos, what? What was Lahaktin? It wouldn't mean, Lahaktin means objective rules.
Yeah.
Covenant is not an objective rule. It's not, no.
So that's Mishabah.
It's against the Gemara. No, it's not, that's how it's against the Gemara. What you're saying is not right.
If you have an orange person, an orange person,
it's not right.
That's Adama. What do you do?
What'd you say?
If you have an orange, which is not Mishara, it's an eighth, and a cloud, which is a Mishara, and a double. What do you do? Which one do you say first? So you don't say Brach on both of them. Which one do you say first? Lahakti. Rav Yehuda says Mishara. You say you have a cloud before the eighth, and the Mahakti is a B, whatever is more specific, the eighth.
In theory, what you're saying makes sense, but it's against the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara says.
Because?
The Gemara says Lahakti.
That is
Lahaktin.
That is
Lahaktin.
You're
Lahaktin. Yeah, but Lahaktin means the Seder. The Gemara meant to say the Seder and the Psukim. So, you know what? You know what we said? Well, I'll say it right now. We said in the Maskanas Gemara, does Rav Hanan argue on Kol HaMuktam B'Pasuk? We have Memra Big Bachal and we've shown him on that.
Yeah.
So, what do we say if you hold he denies it? There is no concept of Akhtama.
Right.
No one said like you. There's no concept of Akhtama. No Rishonim said that. No Rishonim said that. He denies the whole concept. Do whatever you want. Okay, everyone's saying good. Everyone's saying good. You know the Gemara good.
That's true.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam. What were you going to say?
I just don't understand what Rebbe means about the rubric of Lahaktim.
When you say Lahaktim to prioritize, you have to have a certain thing you look at to know which one's first. This pasuk tells me. That means he's saying I agree with the topic of that pasuk. I'm not talking about Shirim. He's talking about which bracha should be first of Birkas Nenin. By his very nature, by saying Lahaktim, he's just saying he's taking a stand on what the topic of the pasuk is. That's what I'm saying. That's all. You understand what I'm saying? There's no. What else would Lahaktim mean?
It means
you have to have objective rules. When I say you look at a rubric, you got to look at a scale.
Fill in the word whether he holds whether the reveal whether we go Lahaktim or not. According to Rav Hanan, we don't. According to Rav Yosef, we do. That's what Jeremiah means when he says Lahaktim.
No, Lahaktim means which bracha comes first.
According to Rav Yosef,
Okay, it could be you're right, but I'm saying he's giving an answer. So when he gives that answer, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying what you're saying is very drastic, because what do we say from Rav Hanan? Rav Hanan denies Akhtam.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to believe that personally Rav Yirmiya is just giving an answer. For that Amar. Maybe. You're right. He's giving the answer. Right. But he personally doesn't hold like that. It could be. Could be you're right. Okay. You're saying personally he might not hold. All right. I hear what you're saying. What'd you say? Because if Yirmiyah gives an answer, you would presumably believe he holds of his answer. That he holds of his answer. You know, I'm just trying to save that Amar, but on a personal level, I don't hold like it. That's a bit of a stretch. Okay? Okay, it doesn't lie. You're right, but I'm just saying the pashup shot is that there are two approaches, and you're right, Reb Yitzchok and Reb Yosef, as opposed to Reb Hanan. Those are the two approaches of the pasuk. Okay, but you understand what I said? That Nate, I said at the end of the Gemara, we said Reb Hanan. There were some Rishonim that said denied the whole concept of the Hakdama, and you could do whatever you want. Kol Muktim a pasuk doesn't exist in Reb Hanan's eyes, according to certain Rishonim. Denied the whole thing. That's a little bit of a radical to say. Reb Yirmiyah gave an answer for different Amora, but he himself denies the whole thing. It's a little radical to say that. Okay, I think it's a little radical. But I hear what you're saying. Okay, that answers number what? That was eight. Let's go, guys. Number nine. What was the Sipur, the story with Rav Chisra of Nuna? You ready? They had dates, and they had what else? They had dates and figs, and they were sitting in a Suda, bread Suda. And Rav Nuna took and said a bracha on dates first. And Rav Chisra said, what are you doing? Don't you hold the Rav Yosef Yitzchok? He said, yeah, of course I do. Yes, Sheni Laretz. One is Sheni Laretz and this Chamishim Laretz. The Tamarim are second to the second Aretz. And the Tanim are fifth to the first Aretz. And he said, such a beautiful answer. I wish we could serve you your steel legs. Wherever you go, we would serve you. Okay, that's number 8. That was number 9. 10. What does Tosfos say? Memal v'dimatzkos es sheni lards. Tosfos says very simply, what happens if you have a tie? You have chita versus zayis, which is first and first. You have what? Sarim and tumim, which is second and second. What do you do? Whichever's first to the first one wins. That's Tosfos number what? Number 10. 11. What did this, how did the Slach Masber in answer the Kasha of the Marsha? I'm Shat and Rashi. Okay, you with me? Let's get this. There are 3 slots here. Okay, let's get this. All right?
Where's the question?
We're going to get to it right now. If you look at Rashi, what does Rashi say in Dibra Maskil? Rashi says, Dibra Maskil, Pligin. No? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Rashi, Dibra Maskil, Zesh Shani Lards. You see that, Rashi? Zesh Shani Lards. Okay? So, Lamaisa, Rashi has a line that Zaysim and Tamarim are better than Tainim v'Rimonim. You got that phrase? Follow this, Sam. Zaysim and Tamarim are Adifim and Tainim v'Rimonim. Zaysim and Tamarim are what? 1 and 2 to the second arts. They beat out Tainim v'Rimonim, which are what? Which are 4 and 5. Yes? The Bach says you should take out the word Tainim. Just say that what? Zaysim and Tamarim are better than what? Rimonim, which is what? Rimonim is 5th. Yes? You got that? That's what we said in the Bach, yeah? Okay. The Tzlach, I'm sorry, the Marsha comes along and says, I don't understand something. Why does Rashi say Zaysim and Tamarim are Adifim from what? Rimonim, the way we just changed it. Why did he say they're better than wine? Wine is number 3 on the list. So Shemin and Dvash are 1 and 2 to the second one, and Geffen is 3rd to the first one. If you want to make a good example, wouldn't that be a great example? That would be a great example. No, that's the Kasha. Nate, you got that? That's the Marsha's Kasha. Yes. Why didn't Rashi say a better example? That the Zayis and Torah beat out Yain. Zayis and Torah 1 and 2 to the second one, and Yain's 3rd to the first one. Great Kasha. What's the Slach's answer? The Slach says a beautiful answer. The Slach says that Rashi was not sure when you talk about Chitim and Zaysim are equal 1 and 1, maybe they're equal, right? Since they're both first and first. And maybe when Sarim and Tamarim are second and second, maybe they're equal because they're both equal arts. Rashi was not necessarily holding like Tosfos, where Tosfos said when there's a tie, you go bust the first arts. Rashi says, I'm not sure. In fact, Rashi says maybe it's a tie. And Rashi says, even listen to this. Maybe the first arts is better than the first one to the second arts. That means the following. That means when do you have a tie? When do you have a tie? The second to the second arts, you with me? The first to the first arts is equal to the second of the first arts. Maybe to that degree, he said. Maybe that's why Rashi wants a clear safe of the whole thing. It's a beautiful answer. And therefore he says, even though what? Therefore, Rashi doesn't mention Geffen. Because why? Because it's possible that what? That Zayis, right? It's possible that Zayis might be what? What is Zayis? Zayis is the first one to Aretz. Remember that? That might be before what? That might be before what? Zayis is what? It doesn't mention Zayis at all because Zayis is Kodem LeGeffen. We know Zayis is for sure Kodem LeGeffen. So the Tamarim, it's not so clear that it's before Geffen. Because the Tamarim are the second to the second arts, and what is Geffen? The 3rd to the first. And maybe the fact that maybe they're equal. You follow me? So he says, you know what? Rashi wanted to clear it out, and he says what? He says it's better than Rimonim, which are 5. Zaysim and Tamarim are better than what? Rimonim. To make it 100% clear. Okay, you got that? Please get that. That answer's number what? Nate, you got that?
11.
You got it clear? That's number 11. 12. How did the Slach Masber while they're sitting in a suda together? Why are they sitting in a bread suda? Tosfos says they're sitting in a bread suda, and it's not malaf is a pas. That's why there were brachos. But why do they have to sit in a suda? Can't hear you. What'd you say? The sauce, you said? Oh, so the Slach says like this. The Slach says that Rav Amnuna is being motzi Rav Chista in the peiros, in the bracha. Wow. It was not a bread meal. We're holding like the Raivin. It's a bread. I'm sorry. It is a bread meal. I apologize. It is a bread meal. But you can't be motzi your friend in Paris. Since the pears don't blend in the bread, they need their own bracha. So how do I get kviyas suda or tziruf? How do I get a tziruf suda? A rabbi says one person never supposed to be motzi another one in pears ever. So he says that since they were having a bread meal, migu that they had a tziruf lagabi the bread, they also have a tziruf lagabi what? Lagabi the pears.
How is he saying with pears if we're saying you're not allowed to?
You're not allowed to in a regular meal, no bread. But since you have a bread meal, migu that there's a tziruf. The rabbi was talking about stam, where there's no bread meal. The rabbi and the shita is that no, one person can be motzi another one in pears. So how could Rav Chista be motzi Rav Amnuna? Sorry, how could Rav Amnuna motzi Rav Chista? Yeah, we're going to learn that next sugya after the Bechina, starting on Monday.
Make a bracha on
because the fruit don't blend in the bread, so the fruit needs their own bracha, even in a bread meal.
You can be yotzi your friend with it?
Yes, because there's a tziruf legabi, the bread spills over to the pears. Okay, now why don't we talk about chaviv? Because each guy might have their own different chaviv. So what do you resort to? Shivas aminin. If you resort to shivas aminin, they ask them, what are you doing? Should have said the bracha on the rimonim first. You got that? That's why, that was the hechreif, that it was a bread meal. It's a beautiful form. That's why, because otherwise you could be motzium like the rabbi. So you had to say it was a bread meal in order to what? In order to say that I can be motzi the guy. I can be motzium. Not a guy, these are holy amaroyim. Rav Nuna can be motzium chista. You got this? Beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. And that's how Lamaisa rabbi says what he says. That's your number what? 12, 13. Why did the word say the word beresha? What does that imply? Another slach, the third slach. You ready? It's a good kasha for a bechina. Tell me over the story with the chidushim of the three slachs. Well, I love that. Love that question. You could say it's going to be on the netter. Okay, it's one of the 13. I love that kasha. Ready? Not one slach. I want two, but three. I love it. All right, you ready? Listen to this. What does bereish imply? Bereish implies there were two brachas. Rabbanu Shlom, it's the same bracha I ate. If it's the same bracha I ate, then why are you saying two brachas? Yes? That's the slach's kasha. It's a great kasha. The Gemara should have said what? That you only have to say a bracha on the tomorrow. That's it. So Rav Shmaya said like, so the answer is according to Rav Shmaya. A beautiful answer. The answer is according to Rav Shmaya. What's the answer? I want you to follow this. Rav Shmaya says the Rav Yitzchak's moda that Chavit beats out the Shivas Amin in the order. So Tosfos says, I don't understand something. Rav Chista, why did you ask the question? Don't you hold Chaviv? Don't you hold Chaviv? Maybe it was Chaviv, Lamaisa. Right? Tosfos asked on the Shita. Why didn't Rav Chista say to Rav Amnuna, maybe it was Chaviv to him? So the answer is like this. Amazing answer. Rav Amnuna only ate some of the Tamarim. Rav Amnuna only ate some of the Tamarim, and then he ate a bunch of Rimonim. What does that show? That the Rimonim were really more chavuk to him than what? Than Tamarim. The Raya is, look how many more Rimonim he ate. So why do you say the bracha on the Tamarim? Must be you hold like what? Must be you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You hold that Shivas Aminim is Adif. So then if Shivas Aminim is Adif, then why don't you follow the Pasuk properly? Rimonim should have been first. What's the answer? The answer is that they're what? The answer is that they're two what? There are two arutzes, and that's different. But everyone got what I'm saying? This is only going to have been a Shmaya, because Chaviv is what? Chaviv is incorporated. The Rabbana hold like a Chaviv. Yes. What does the word Bereish imply? That there were two brachas. Well, why would there be two brachas? The same bracha of eggs. So the answer is, Bereish just means that why did you say the bracha, the priority went, you said the bracha on the remaining. Lamaisa. If you hold like Rav Shmaya, maybe you said the bracha on the Tamar because you liked them better.
So it didn't make a second round.
So the answer is no. The scenario is he ate a little bit of dates and then he ate a lot of Rimonim. So obviously the Chavit was the Rimonim. So the Lamaisa, why did he say it on the Tamarim? Because of what? He must be holds like a Buddha. That Minshiv is Adif. If you hold like Minshiv Adif, then follow the first one on the list. First one on the list when it was Rimonim. Not if you don't have the answers two arts. That answer came later when you have two arts. That's the answer. No, one second. I also want to point out the previous question also that Tzvak was working with Rav Shmaya, with that rival. Because Rav Shmaya holds according to Rav Yitzchak, Chaviv is Adif, right? Chaviv is Adif. We're talking about a case where both of them were what? Both of them were equal to Shavim. If both are equal, so Lamaisa, Tosa already asked Lamaisa, why didn't he do on the Chaviv one?
Right.
I'm just saying that Tzvak, the second, third Tzvak is working with Rav Shmaya, working very beautifully. We had a, I want you to get this. There were two other pshatim on Reisha. What did the Rosh Hashanah say? Why did it say Reisha? Because he said the bracha for everyone on the table. That's why it said Reisha. It means he was the Rosh of the Birch Reisha. That was the Rosh Hashanah. What did Divrei Nechemiah say? What did Divrei Nechemiah say? That he ate both of them. You have to say it. Because if he didn't want the Rimonim, that's why he said the bracha on the Tamarim. Right? So why did Rav Chisda say Madu Ashal Rav Chisda Imlotam Rav Yitzchak? Must be that one. Must be that he said what? That he ate both. That's what Bereisha means. The Kavana means that he what? That he ate the dates before the what? The Rimona. He's referring to the eating, not the blessing. Remember we pointed out the Chumash Hadeshin? Chumash Hadeshin says this was after it was all said and done. They had eaten everything already. So then they asked, well, why did you say the bracha on what? Because remember we said it's possible maybe he didn't eat the Rimona? No, the Pshat and the Gemara Chumash Hadeshin is they asked after he'd eaten everything. So he ate the dates and he ate the Rimonim afterwards. Then he was asking why. Because you could always say maybe he didn't eat it. So the story was the Chumash Hadeshin that he ate everything. They're asking afterwards. Okay. So he's working with the Rabbein Ishmael Lamaisa, this Slach Lamaisa. He's working with the Rabbein Ishmael because the Gemara had to say that because Rabbi Yitzchak works even according to the Rabbanan and Chaviv works on the Neshivas Aminim. So that's the pshat is. You have to say the chavivin, they're equal in chavivin. That's what the slach was working with. What is that answer now? 13. Ready now? 14. Let's get to it. You ready? Let's go, guys. What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? If you eat grapes, figs, and rimonim, what do you say? You have to bench. Korner Gamliel. What does the Chum say? Brach achas min cholish. What does the Bekiva say? Even if you eat what? Even if you eat schlock, but it's mizono, that's your main meal. What does the Bekiva say? You what? You bench. Three shitas. And then the Mishnah concludes. If you drink water, show it to mime with samo, you say a shakon levivaro, Reb Tarfon says brain of fossils. Yes? So give two pshatim the machlej Reb Tarfon and the chavim. Here we go. Number one. Rashi and Erevin quotes a yesh mefortune that he rejects, and Tosfos also rejects it. Tosfos at the end of the parak. Rejection and Memhem it off. What is the Shita? The Shita is the following. Okay, this Yesh Beforshim that they reject Lamaisa is the following Shita. Very fascinating, but it's rejected. Okay? Maybe the whole Machlaik is talking about what? A Bracha what? A Bracha Achrona. Okay? It's talking about a Bracha Achrona. We got it? They're arguing a Bracha Achrona, meaning to say the following. Okay? The Chachamim say, on a drink of water for thirst, what do you say? You say Shahako. As a bracha rishona, according to the Rabbana. But you don't say a bracha achrona at all. And Reb Tarfon argues and says, you say Shahako as a bracha rishona. I agree with you on that, but you say brain of fossils. That is the first pshat. You got that? So according to the Chachamim, Sam, you got this down? According to the Tanakhama, what do you see? You don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha achrona. You got this? Sure. You don't say a bracha achrona. So if that's the case, you don't say a bracha achrona, then why is it going to hack on Rav Papa? And then Dalam is, Rav Papa says you say bread fast even in water. What do you mean? Lamaisa. The Gemara should have asked on what? The Gemara asks on Rav Papa from the what? From the Chachamim. There's no category there. What? The Gemara says, what's the category? The Chachamim say there is a shita. You don't say a bracha. Why did the Gemara ask on it? Right? Why did Gemara ask on that? It's a strong kashin. Very strong kashin. So therefore, the Gemara, we reject the Yesh Beforshim. Again, what is the first pshat? The first pshat is that Chum say you say shahakal, you say nothing when you drink water, bracha achrona. Reb Tarfon says you shahakal, and you say brain of fossils. If that's the case, then the Gemara should have what? Should have asked on Rav Papa, or Lamaisa, when the Gemara does ask on Rav Papa. When the Gemara asks on Rav Papa, what kind of kashin is that? Who can he hang his hat on? The Tana who? Rav Tarfon, he could have held like Rav Tarfon, exactly. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Kasha doesn't make any sense. So they reject the Yesh Beforshim. Reject it. Okay. What do they say? Both Rashi and Tosfos, they personally hold the following. That they're arguing about a bracha rishona. Please get it. Okay? They say like this. What bracha rishona do you say on water? Tanakhama says shahako, and brain of fosh is a bracha achrona. What does the Tarfon say on bracha rishona? Brain of fossils. Amazing. Brain of fossils. Brain of Fushes.
No, not
Rashi and Taisa say that he says Brain of Fushes. Those are two pshat. Those are two pshat. That's 14. 15 now. You got it? You want me to say it again? Kiva, you got it? Okay, now what's that 14? You want me to say it again? We got the two pshatim? Again, one more time. According to who? According to the Yesh Beforshim? You say, the Tanakhama Chum says, Shahako, and nothing afterwards. According to Tarvi, you say Shahako before, and you say Abrina Fushes afterwards. They rejected that by saying that what? Then why did the Gemara ask Rav Papa? Rav Papa could have hang his hat on Rav Tarvi, would have been fine. That there's a bracha Rishon and a bracha Achron. Yes? It's a startling shita. Why is it a startling shita? You don't say a bracha Achron on water? Yeah, it's a startling opinion. Okay, fine. They reject it though, yes? What's the second possibility? They're arguing about a bracha Rishona. That the Chachamim say what? Shahako and Brain of Fushes. And what does the Rav Tarvi say? Brain of Fushes. Now, what does he say afterwards? That's a very, very interesting question. Okay? What does he say afterwards? You guys with me on this? You guys with me? That's 14, 15. What is the din of the bracha after the water? Let's get it. What is the bracha after the water? So the Taisa Rush says, the Rav Tarvi says, Brain of Fushes is a bracha Rishona, and nothing is a bracha Achrona. Nothing. Nothing, he says. Nothing. You already said Brain of Fushes is a bracha Rishona. Forget it. You don't need anything. Right? Yes. According to Rav Tarvi, you say a bracha Rishona as Brain of Fushes and a bracha Achrona, nothing. Because you already said Brain of Fushes is a bracha Rishona. This is what the Taisa Rush says and the Rash Bashim Taisas. The problem with that is, the Rashba says, you with me? Problem with that is that the Gemara should have what? The Gemara should have quoted Reb Tarfon over there as a raya for who? For Reb Papa. The Gemara should have quoted what? As a raya for what? The Gemara should have quoted, not as a raya for Reb Papa, but as a raya for the other shittas that say there's no bracha achrona on mine. Right? The Gemara could have quoted Reb Tarfon. And don't give me the business that what? The Chacham argued Reb Tarfon, that's why I didn't quote it. It's not true, Lomai. Just because of that, so what? Don't tell me that what? Oh, Chacham argued, that's why I didn't bring a raya. The Chacham, there's no remez. You don't know what the Chacham say about a bracha achrona in the Mishnah. You have no idea what they say, right? So I didn't know the Chacham argued Reb Tarfon. No one knows. So the Rashba says it's wrong. What does the Rashba say? He says an amazing thing. What do you say? You say Brain of Fushes is a bracha rishona and a what? And a bracha achrona. So what emerges from that, nay, yes? What emerges from that, nay, is a third shot in the Mishnah. Yes? A third shot in the Mishnah.
And is he saying that
Reb Tarfon was Brain of Fushes in the beginning and Brain of Fushes at the end? Like we had by Baruch Amar High Patre, remember?
So
Baruch Mari, the High Pita? No, but I'm saying we had in the Gemara that Baruch Rachman and I Pita was a bracha Rishon and a bracha Achron. Remember that? That you were there for?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you weren't there? You said it yourself.
Yeah, I was there for that. Right?
You were there for that. For the bracha Rishon. Remember we said it's for both? I'm saying you were here for the Reb Tarfon, though.
Who gives his opinion?
The Rashba.
Rashba
says this. That there'll be for Reb Tarfon, a Brain of Fushes in the beginning, a Brain of Fushes at the end. That's what he says.
Rashba
says it.
Yes.
We did have a Ra'ah. We did have a Ra'ah, which I'm going to quote right now. We did have a Ra'ah now. That, please get this down under this. I'm going to get to the Rav. I'm just saying, Rashba is the one who says, Brain of Fushes in the beginning, Brain of Fushes at the end for Reb Tarfon. Yes? You got it? That's the Rashba, okay? Now, we mentioned the Ra'ah and Shir that he felt drinking water for thirst is very, it's like so minimal, you know? Even though we had a problem with that. I mean, he's still thirsty. Water's great. But he said he was minimal. He didn't think it should get a Shahako. It only got a what? It only got a Brain of Fushes. But that same Ra'ah, Nate, said that there's nothing as a Bracha Achrona. You say Brain of Fushes is a Bracha Rishona, you don't say anything as a Bracha Achrona. You got me? That's the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah made the comment. Thank you, the Akiva. This is yours. Shmuel brought it in. Okay, this is yours. You'll bring it, take it after Shir. This is your Kobetz before Shem. The Ra'ah says that it's such a... I don't know, we had a problem with it. We had a problem with it, Lamai said. The thirst. Remember he said? We had a problem with it. What's wrong with thirst? I mean, people are thirsty. He says it's like a nothing. That's his lashon. He says, "Hashos a man that summer shakal yevra reptarvim reid fush pierce reptarvim leke bu bracha achrov came in the berach reid fush rabosti bracha ba achrov." If I had a knuckle at some mushum, the mayelu zaini klal. Water don't sustain you. Water doesn't sustain fish. Ain el yisod echad. Ain a polus merkav. El king mishush. In the verkal ain el yisod tzamo. And you only get a brain of fush. You don't even get a shahakol. It's amazing, no? Feel a shahakol like ledruche. A baruch kashlum chisarim. That's why I said that's like that Reb Moshe. Remember Reb Moshe said, if you don't, you're, let's say a guy's in Amarz. He doesn't know what to say for a bracha arfana. You should say a brain of fush. At least it's something. Remember we said that? This was a little bit of a mucker for Reb Moshe. That was our chiddush. This raw. Now to summarize this, Nate, you got this? What I said is, I wrote in the question two pshatim, but there really are three. Think about it. If we were running our own Mishnayos, think about it. The first shot was the years before it was rejected. Tanakhama said what? Shahako and Mayim, no brach achrona. What does Reb Tarfon say? Shahako and Brenafosh, first shot. What's number two? Rashi Tosh, that say what? Shahako, what'd you say? The argument of Brach Rishona. Shahako, Brenafosh is the Tanakhama. What's Reb Tarfon? Brenafoshos and zero. Yes? And zero. What's number three? The Rashba. The Rashba says what? Tanakam is what? Shahako, Brenafoshos? What's Reb Tarfon? Brenafoshos, Brenafoshos! Brenafoshos, Brenafoshos! There are three pshatim. There are three pshatim. great question from Bechina. Three pshatim in the Mishnah. No, the three pshatim in the Mishnah. Three pshatim in the Mishnah. Go ahead.
According to the last opinion, the Rashba,
yes.
The Tanakhama would say Shahako Brenafoshos.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
The Tanakhama?
Yes.
The Tanakhama would say, yes. Tanakhama would say Brenafoshos. Yes,
he's
always.
He's saying his colleague on
yes.
The
Tanakhama always says Brenafoshos. Yes, yes. So it turns out to be, we were correct, it was three pshatim. But Maisa threw this one. Now, what do you ask, Shmuel? Go ahead.
No, I just had that.
What was the fourth shot? No, because we didn't. I just want to point out this Nakuda. Why is it we had a Svara? We had a Svara. Why is it, Lamaisa, the time of Reb Tarfon? So Rabbeinu Yonah said, because since you're not Mavarach Achar Brenafoshos, you have to say Brenafoshos in the beginning. That's going according to Rashi Tosis. The Ritva and the Rosh said that Reb Tarfon said that water just breaks thirst, and it's not Chashim enough to say a Shahako. As long as the Ra'as said a similar Svara, he'd say a Brenafoshos, and therefore the Mishnah said, show some with Samo, because it's just breaking the thirst. But other things, of course, you have to say Shaka. They're only acting on water. I don't know why you said there's a fourth shot, a little fourth shot. Okay? You got this, Nate? Clear? Yes. Okay, what is that answer?
15.
Excellent. 15. 16. Late, guys, let's go. What's the machlis in Rav Amram and Rabbeinu Moshe? Like I've been brought our phone in the case of a chakke umse. God forbid a guy's choking. Not because nefesh. Obviously, if you look nefesh, you're not worried about a bracha. He just has something in his throat. No, something's not caught. It's caught a little bit. So if Amram says, you know, there's no bracha rishona because you're drinking it just to get rid of something, but there is a bracha achrona. And Rabbeinu Moshe said, I'm sorry. Since you're not nene, you don't need a bracha rishona. You don't need a bracha achrona at all. Okay? What would you say? We pass them, you do say a bracha achrona, like Rabbeinu Moshe. Correct. Yes. In a case where a person has some stuff in his throat and he drinks to get the water down, we said that, is there a bracha achrona?
You see, no. The verse says no. There is no
bracha. Rav Amram says,
yes, there is.
Rabbeinu Amram says, there is. We pass it, Rabbeinu Amram. Oh, I'm sorry, then I made a mistake. Okay. Rav Amram says, you require a bracha achrona, and Rabbeinu Moshe says there is no bracha achrona, and the Mechaber held like Rabbeinu Moshe that there is no bracha achrona. What'd you say?
That's
what the Gemara is excluding. Shosamayim with Samo is chayim. You say a bracha lafuke if someone's choking. Okay. You guys, I want you to know this. Don't confuse, guys. You got this. How you become a tamachacham? Don't confuse it. Think in your mind. Show some mind. Letzamo is the whole discussion we had at Chumrim Tarfon. Then the Gemara is a separate topic. What is Letzamo coming to exclude if he has food caught in his mouth? On that, you don't need a bracha rishona. Question is, what about a bracha achrona? So Rav Amram says you need one. And Rabbeinu Moshe says, since you're not Nani, you don't need a bracha achrona. We pass like Rabbeinu Moshe. But don't confuse the case. You got that?
So we pass like if someone's...
We pass him that if you only drank it to what? If you only drank it to get... the Mechaber said like Rabbeinu Moshe.
So it's like also like Tylenol or something?
Yes. Well, that's what we'll get to the next question. That's 16. I'm sorry, that's an 18. But let's get to that 16. 17. What's our Gar of Chavith? Rabbeinu Yonah and Rosh say what? Normally what you like better? Rambam says at this time now. Mechaber quotes both days. Remember we said? Mechaber quotes both days. Okay? Then we have... The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say Chavith, what you generally like better. Okay? It's what you generally like better. Rambam says what you like right now. That's what considered Chavith is. What you like right now. That's what he considers to be Chavith. Okay? That's what he considers to be Chavith. That's the din. Okay, you got that? Mm-hmm. We have the Rosh Lamais and Rabbeinu Yonah say, like, yeah, against the Rambam. Okay. Ready? That answer number 17, 18. What's the din in Sam's case? You're drinking water, but not for thirst. You're drinking water to swallow a pill. You're drinking water to what? What's another example of that? You're drinking water because you don't know what bracha to say, to mitzarf to a zimun. You're not drinking water because you're thirsty. Those are two good examples. For a medicine, yeah, let's say you want to mitzarf to a zimun. Yes. Maybe you want to drink water for that. We said that. Is that okay? So what do you say? Basically, you have two poles. Litzamo. And what's the other pole? Someone has stuff caught in his throat. What? Everything in the middle. What do you do?
Okay.
Okay. The Gon said, "Achanum says not is lav dafka." Anytime you drink water, he says, and you're not thirsty, it would not require a shahakal. That's what the Gon says, and the Bar Halacha says mashu like that in the Rambam as well. You know, it's mashu like that in the Rambam as well. That if you drink water just to start with zimun, right, and you're not thirsty, lomaisa, or let's say you're mesupik in a bracha achrona and you drink water just to be chayv in the brain of fashos. It seems like Lamaisa that from the sheet of the Gon and the Rambam and the Magen Avraham, that what? That you would not need a bracha rishona. Amazing. But we don't hold like that. Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to be tzomei mamish. Anytime your palate benefits from the water, you're a little bit thirsty, you need a bracha. And that's the way we paskin. Except for medicine. If it's a medicine, then we don't. I know, but that means that you really have to be totally not thirsty at all. Okay, then you don't need. If you're not getting any hana, you're right. You're not getting any hana. But let's say the other examples. You drank water to make sure it brought your brain of fashos. Or to mitzarf lezimun. All those things, the bottom line is you do get hana. Medicine, you got sore throat, you're not getting any hana. It's killing your throat, God forbid. So only in that case, I would say. Yes?
You have strep and it hurts to swallow.
Then I would say, like Sam said, I would not say shakal. But in all those other cases, the mitzarf lezimun, or you're not sure about a bracha achrona, you aren't getting so hana from it. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You see, the question is chanakte lav dafkar, or is summit lav dafkar? That's the question. Is chanakte leumse, is the thing stuck in your mouth, is that lav dafkar, or is letzamo lav dafkar? That's the issue, how you break it down. Everything in the middle will be a bracha.
Why don't we still say shahakal? Because the water is still being used for...
That's why Mr. Bruce says, you should say it, because you're nana. Unless you have a strep or something like that. Or you're taking for a pill, like I'll tell you like this. I take a medicine before the morning, in the morning. I take a medicine before the morning. I take a high blood pressure pill. I say it before davening. I say it right after because I'm tired. Do I say shakal? You bet your bottom dollar I do because I enjoy it. My throat's dry, right? So that's where I'm taking a pill. That's where I'm enjoying it. But you're talking about a case where you have strep, and the only reason I'm taking it is because it kills you to swallow. That for sure you wouldn't need a bracha. You follow me? But the Mishnah Berurah covers everything in the middle against the Gon, against the Magen Avraham, against the Rambam. But they seem to say everything in the middle would not need a bracha. Okay, that answers 18. 19. What's the din of bracha achar mitzvahs? You guys tell me. What's the din of bracha achar mitzvahs? The B'nai Ma'arava said a bracha achar mitzvahs when they what? When they took off their tefillin. Yes? The Mishnah Nida says what? The Mishnah Nida says that Andaf Nun, Nun of Mbez, or Nunal, I'm sorry, it's Nunal of Mbez. Gemara quotes it here in Mendal and Mbez. It's a kosher tone bracha achar, tone bracha lafonav. Yeshet tone bracha lamein tone bracha la'achrov. What's that? There's a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. So Gemara said mitzvahs. What do you mean? Mitzvahs never have a bracha afterwards? Not true. The B'nai Ma'arav of Yushami says they used to say a bracha after they took off the tefillin. Wow. If that's the case, then what's it coming to exclude? Reach. Reach has a bracha before, no bracha afterwards. So, Lamaisa, Tosfos says here on the daf, we don't paskel like the B'nai Ma'arav. Because we hold you can wear even tefillin at night. Why don't we wear tefillin at night? Because you might flatulate.
What? You can wear tefillin at night?
Lila is man tefillin or not. You weren't here that Sunday. Did you do this Tosfos? You got to do this Tosfos. I want you to chazer it tonight. Are you going home tonight? Call me on this if you get stuck on it. This Tosfos is in Dalal and Beis. So machleis tonight whether Lila is man tefillin or not. So they held Lila's Lila's man tefillin. So it's a mitzvah to take it off before Lila. Say a bracha. We hold Lila is man tefillin in that Torah. There's a drabbanon. We don't put tefillin on night because you might flatulate. You might pass gas on it with the tefillin on it. It's us.
Not in the day.
That's a drabbanon. No, that's not. It's not because I might fall asleep. You might fall asleep and flatulate. A person when you're up, you're going to be able to guard yourself better. That's what the Gemara says. We're in Sukkah. You'll be able to guard yourself better when you're up. You'll take it off quickly. When you're sleeping, you don't realize you might flatulate. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. We paskin Lila is man tefillin. So there's no real problem to wear a night just because of that Xerah Dabana, and that's why we don't. What about on Shabbos? What about Shabbos? The Shabbos and Yontif is Lav's Man Tfilini. Why don't we say a bracha? What's the answer? Because why? Because Lamaisa, what's the din? Because we say that the word chok, watching, is not going on the tefillin, it's going on Korban Pesach. But all of the mitzvahs, we don't say a what? All of the mitzvahs, we don't say a bracha at the end of it. We don't hold like the B'nai Ma'arava, and we don't do it by all the mitzvahs. So Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara have to say Reach? Why didn't it just say what? Other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs don't have a bracha afterwards. Tosfos left it as a kasha. So that's Tosfos in Nida. Tosfos in Nida says it wanted to say a category where no one says a bracha. Mitzvahs, at least the B'nai Ma'arava, by tefillin do. That's Tosfos' answer in Nida. You're mechavin to him. But Tosfos by us left it as a kasha. I'm them dalin and beis. Yeah, we answer with it. Does it need it? Correct.
No, we answer with the category.
Yeah, that's what does it mean it means.
Yeah,
yes.
The whole category is not examples of things.
Right. In other words, you want to have a category where it's not going to fit in. Then we had on Lamaisa, we also had on that, remember? Reach, why is there a bracha Rishon on Reach? Why is there no bracha Achron on Reach? Remember we commented on that? Remember that? We said that Hana is very minimal. Yes. Excellent. The Hana is very minimal. So since the Hana is very minimal, there was no Brach Achrona. That's what Lamaisa, that's what we said from the Bach. No, Rashi. Rashi said it needed. That it was Hana Muetis. The Bach said that it's like digests immediately. But we did say that Divrei Chamuris Magen Avraham said that Rashi is interesting, that a little bit of anah, that's why we don't say Shechiano on Odom. We never say Shechiano on a nice Reach. We never say it. Others, we said another svar is that because it's the Neshama. You know, the Reach plugs into the Neshama, it's always eternal. Shechiano is something that's fleeting. And something that's fleeting, you don't say Shechiano on something that's fleeting. I'm sorry, you only say Shechiano on something that's fleeting. What did you say? Mitzvahs that come is Vamazman. Right. Only that come is Vamazman. They're fleeting. They come at all certain times. And there are Hashukim say they don't say Brach Achron Reach because there's no shear to it. What'd you say? There's no shear to it. Remember we said Shmuel from the Kapachayim? That there's no sphia from Reach. The odor is so beautiful, there's no sphia. You can do it day and night, there's no like sphia to it. Food, there's sphia. You get filled up with it. Okay. That answers number 1920. What was the Bikuri Aretz on the bracha after mitzvahs? So he said an amazing thing. He dug up some Rishonim. They actually have it. They actually have it by other mitzvahs. Who are the other Rishonim? The Rav Yah, in the name of his father. He actually says that when you finish tzitzis, you actually say lishmor tzitzis. Amazing, no? He actually has Rishonim that actually have this bracha. It's unbelievable. It's not well known at all, guys. I want you to know this. He has such a shita that the Rav Yah holds that the Iker Bracha is that you thank Hashem because why? Because you were able to do the mitzvah on time. The Ritva says it does not apply to mitzvah. Mitzvah is my Rama. You do say it. Amazing. You say a brach achrona. And the Rokeach says it. Rokeach says you say it in other mitzvahs. You say it. Lishmor. It's an amazing thing. Yeah, what'd you say? Yeah, the Ritva Neiruvin says, like, Mitzvah says it's my Rama. Not Shalom is my Rama, though. But there is a notion of what? There is a notion of Shomer mitzvahs to make sure you get it done. And the Ramban actually quotes a need. If you want to, you can say it. It's an amazing thing. It's not a bracha levatola, because a birka shevach levatola. If you want to praise Hashem, thanking Him for doing the mitzvah, gezutter, hey, not a problem. It's a birka shevach levatola, and the Rav Haigon says the same thing. You want to do it? Go ahead. Gezutter, hey, you can go ahead and do it. It's amazing. Shita, Pella. Why wouldn't it be a bracha levatola? Because you're praising Hashem. It's not a bracha levatola. We don't do it though. We don't accept it. We don't say a bracha for mitzvahs. But I want you to know the Rav Yoh, Shem's father, the Rokeach, the Ritva and Erevin, they do have the shita. Says praise Hashem at the end of the mitzvah. Yes, go ahead.
What's the Bach's addition to Rashi's
Torah? The Bach's addition is, he says that it's like instant digestion. So you know what? If your food digested, you know, where you're hungry for the next meal, you didn't say a bracha achrona, God forbid, it's too late to say it. The odor, the hana you get from the odor, it instantly digests. So it's too late to say bracha achrona. That was the box there. Very interesting, smart. Okay, that answers number 20. Okay, let's go to the other one. Oh, we got to get the chumash though also, but let's go a little bit. Let's go back to number 6. We were at 18, yes? We are at number 18. Let's try to do 18 and 19. I really like to do these, Lamais, right? Should we have the bechina on Monday? No, let's do it on Sunday. What?
I like Monday.
You want to do a Monday in Seder though? No, but we got to go Vayter. Let's keep it Sunday. No, I don't want any more. We got so much. I want to finish the parrot. Guys. Let's do it on Sunday, okay? 18. You ready? 18. What happens if you forget? Kasher shachach levarach. Can you still confess for the bir ha'maisers? Remember, we said Rashi said that a collector's item, it's a bracha, but we said it didn't mean a bracha. So Milchasina says, if you don't say a bracha, you don't say any shevach, you can't confess. Yes. Remember we said about the Rashi holds that the bracha of al-hafish trum is the araisa? Yeah. Collector's item, that Rashi. So we said that Rashi couldn't have meant that. It's very hard to say that. Remember we said it meant praising Hashem. Just meant words of praise. It didn't mean the form of a bracha. It's hard to say it meant a form of a bracha. We were very bothered by that. That was the shita of the... That was what the Slach said, the Marasha, and the Tezis Yontov. Remember they said that it can't be that there was a bracha. This was the shita of the Rebbe Lazar Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh. You don't remember?
No.
Remember we said that Rashi was a collector's item, that there's a new bracha, the Araisa, called on Hafashas, Trumas, and Raisas? Yeah, you remember that, the Araisa, Mem of the Vase. So, Chas V'Sholom said the Reim and the Amara. Rashi didn't mean it.
That was 17.
Yeah. That was, yeah. Yes, correct.
Right.
Exactly. Rashi could never have meant that, Lamais. There's no way to say that Rashi really meant that, Lamaisa. They said that it meant that what? It meant that it was an asmachta. It was an asmachta, Lamaisa. So all it means, it was an asmachta, brachos of the Rabbanu. But there is a notion to give praise to Hashem for first fruits, we said. There is a notion of praising Hashem, and that was a Mishnah. Remember, it was a Mishnah and it was a Braisa. So the Mishnah says you really got to praise Hashem. And we had a tremendous chiddush. That even if you want to say the bracha is only the Rabbanan, what happens if someone forgot to say the bracha when he was doing his Trumas and Maisers? Can you truly make a vidui of Maisers to Hashem that I did everything right? Please get that. If you did not say the bracha on your Mafish Trumas and Maisers, can you really confess to Hashem and do vidui and Maisers that I did everything right? You didn't say the bracha. So the Midrash says maybe you can't. Maybe you're not allowed to say praise to Hashem and confess because why? Because you did not say the bracha. And he leaves it as a sarachim. So the Chazon Ish says, you know what? I think he's right. Even though a bracha is the Rabbanon, and you didn't say the bracha, you still can't confess. Because once the Chachamim tell you how to do something, you can't say Lo Shachachti. But if the Rabbanon, I don't care. If the Rabbanon tell you how to do Mitzvah D'Oraisa, you got to listen. You got what I'm saying, Nate? If you don't say a bracha on a fresh Shumas and Maisers, what's the deal? You are not able to say Vidu and Maisers, praise of Hashem, because you didn't do it right. Lo shachachti. What do you mean lo shachachti? You did forget. You forgot to say a bracha. But a bracha is only the Rabbanon. I don't care. You have to include the Rabbanon. And who argues on this? The Tiferes Yisrael, get this. Not saying a bracha, Nate, is that ma'akim debidu? If you don't say a bracha on Shemitah Shemayis, is that ma'akim debidu or not? It's a machloikis between the Chazon Ish and the Tiferes Yisrael. The Chassidut seems to say like the Chazon Ish, that it's ma'akim. You didn't say the bracha properly, which is a big chiddush, because we've downplayed the bracha not to be the Rabbanan, according to them. Pashim Shad Rashi said it was a collector's item as derice, which is a chiddush nif. That answers number one, 18. Okay, last one, number 19. What did Tosh say on the Dalim base? You got this?
Yeah, yeah.
What did Tosh say on the Dalim base? He said that when you say Hagomel, you could just say Baruch HaMalka, Patata. Blessed be Hashem the King. Tosh says in the Dalim base, you didn't say Shem Hashem. Rav requires Shem Hashem, we learned. It's a great kasha. What's his answer? What's his answer? You didn't say Shem Hashem. I thought Rav requires Shem. It doesn't require Malchus. You didn't say Shem Hashem. But I thought you need Malchus. Rav Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav. All you need is Shem Hashem. He did say Shem Hashem. When you say Patrasan Yemo, I said Baruch Malke. The Lashon of Gemara is Baruch Malke. What is Baruch Malke? That you say with Shem Hashem. Rav never requires Malchus. You don't require Shem Hashem. Rav Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav. But then he had something in the parentheses that Usher and Shmuel were bothered by. And we said, this is, Madani Yantav erases it, but we said a different shot. What do we say? That maybe you can fulfill Shem Hashem with Malchus. Maybe the requirement of Shem Hashem, Rav holds O Shem, O Malchus. Either one is good, Rav holds. Maybe that's what Tosis means. Because when you mention the Malchus, you are saying that what? Hashem should have mercy on the world. If Hashem ran the world with Midas Adin, we'd all implode. Hashem runs the world with Midas Arachim. So it could be the Rav requires either or. O Shem, O Malchus. Maybe that's what he means in the parentheses. Tosfos' first answer is he only requires Shem Hashem. He doesn't require Malchus. Maybe he requires either or is good. That's what he meant in the parentheses. That's a whole new reading of our Gemara. When Rav says Shem Hashem, he meant O Shem, O Malchus. Rav Yochanan says you need both. Shem and Malchus. And Rav says what? Either or is fine. Both. That's a whole new reading of the Gemara. Okay, that's how we answer the parasha. Okay, let's close with one word in the Chumash, in the Parsha. And that is that I want to just point out, Mamaisa,